Hey, Orlando, ipiko hama zangu, muri Zimbabwe. Mtswaka zomuhle Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamuchira imchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Hobe. Mtswaka zomuhle Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome, welcome, welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. You are tuned into Live Talk The Connection, coming to you live from Voice of America Studio 7, and today is Tuesday, the 3rd of September 2019, and I'm your host, Mike Hobe. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection with your boy Big Mike, aka Mike Hobe. Tonight on The Connection, we delve deeper into a topic that we kickstarted yesterday, the issue of violent clashes between South Africans and foreign nationals in South Africa, which has led to arson, looting, injuries, and arrests of plenty, many, many people. This occurrence has left many foreign nationals, Zimbabweans included, in fear. Now, Studio 7 is yet to receive statistics as to how many Zimbabweans have been affected by the violent outbreaks in South Africa. However, VOA's Blessing Zulu early on communicated with Zimbabwe Ambassador to South Africa, David Hamadziripi, and he says at the moment he cannot confirm if any Zimbabwean lives have been taken. However, his office is currently working on compiling details about the violence. Now, ENCA today reported that South African Police Minister Pekicele has confirmed that thus far five people, abantu abahlanu, have lost lives as a result of the violence. However, South African Police spokesperson Vishu Naidu says no lives have been lost thus far due to the violence. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa issued a statement early on today on his Twitter page condemning the violence that is happening in South Africa. So, Zimbabwe Mushe, Muria Zimbabwe, that's what's happening in South Africa. Nezuro Makaona gives Dube na marvelous Mshanganya Uye, Vachinyatso Zanya, Vachitsanangrok to Chichi Rukitika South Africa, Kune Miri Jonga Apo, Zuzara Zuku South Africa, they are clashing Nezuzara Zuku Zimwenika, Zanganisarana Zimbabwe, and Nigeria, and Malawi, and Zambia, Nezimweo. So, Zimbabwe Mushe, what I'm looking to hear from you is your take on tonight's discussion. Tonight, we delve deeper into what is going on in South Africa, how Zimbabwean youth are being affected, and most importantly, what needs to be done to ensure that the deeply rooted causes of the violence are addressed. If you're looking to join tonight's discussion, feel free to text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. I repeat, +1202-465-0318. You can also call me live on air. Zimbabwe Mushe, call me on +1202-619-2077. That is +1202-619-2077. Asi, Muria Zimbabwe, as usual, tukutipenyura pa radio live on a 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930-15460 uyezwe pa 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. And of course, we're on the internet for our internet fanatics, broadcasting live as we speak on our three web pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and of course, www.voashana.com. Asi, Muria Zimbabwe, for our Facebook fanatics, Pano Tiripo, for the next hour, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shana, VOA Ndebele, and of course, a VOA Studio 7. Sakamsa kanganwe. Kunyora ma comments kana mchidopina mchirongwa monyora ma numbers. Balani milayezelo, balani mibono enu, balani nombolo zocingo, and we'll call you live on air. Msakanganwe, most importantly, kuisa ma hearts ne ma likes, ne kushare chirongwa, kuitraktuone ne uwandu enu. Bakatira chirongwa jedu, chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection, mwine ni Mike Hobe. Heita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hobe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202-465-0318.
to converse with me. Nxa ufuna ukukhuluma lami, can I not tell neni? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3. BigMyke3.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe at Big Mike 3 is where you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram. Ah, see Muria Zimbabwe Tripana Papu on our 3 Facebook pages for the next hour. Saka msaito shoku manya uko mchi manyira kure mchi nonditraga. Ndripana papa mapeje du matatu e Facebook. VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele Uyejepa, VOA Studio 7. Pa Twitter number Instagram to sangana after the next hour. Once again, Zimbabwe Mushe, welcome to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Now, early on, Zimbabwe, I mentioned ukuthi umongameli wakwele South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa, issued a statement lie uthi hayi ngeke athule uthintile udaba lo violence. The violence that's broken out in South Africa. Now, unfortunately, we had a video that we loaded that we're hoping ukuthi by the end of the hour, we will play that video for you. But in the meantime, let me read what umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa said. Uthi, I condemn the violence that has been spreading around a number of our provinces in the strongest of terms. I'm convening the ministers in the security cluster today to make sure that we keep a close eye on these acts of wanton violence and find ways of stopping them. Liamuzwa, lo Cyril Ramaphosa. President Cyril Ramaphosa, the President of the Republic of South Africa. Now, the Zimbabwe Ministry of Information also released a tweet earlier on saying, we're closely following the situation in South Africa and are in regular contact with our South African counterparts. President at E.D. Mnangagwa, President Emmerson Ndamudzo Mnangagwa is in South Africa, and as chairman of the SADC organ of politics, defense and security, he will meet with President Cyril Ramaphosa. So, ilolu dabulu kone kutwini, lizwile. That was the message that was tweeted out by the Ministry of Information. But, Zimbabwe Mushe, before we delve deeper into tonight's topic, let's head over to South African Minister of Police, uHonorable Peggy Tele, to hear what he had to say about the violence.
For me, it's pure criminality, people looting and all that, and using that as a xenophobia. But for now, there is nothing that has sparked any form of this conflict between South Africans and the foreign nationals. So we're dealing with criminality rather than xenophobia at the present moment.
All right, well, you heard there that was Minister of Police Peggy Cele esithi hi, ilolu utaba, this is about criminality, kuthiwa hi kulabantu who are convening in crime elizweni. Now let's head over to some of the victims of this violence, but we're also going to hear from the 6th Premier of Gauteng, Honorable David Magura.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. So like that, 6 months, 3 months is gone. Again, it's broken. Government no action. So how to standing there? Who give you life? Just last night, police. I call police. Police is open the my gate. I coming out. If you know police not coming, is a beginning. Is dead. Me and my uncle is 10 guy. Is standing there at this house. It's this business. So all money is gone now. So how to make it business again? So no, my money is finished. So better if government give me money. I buy a ticket. Government. I go in Bangladesh.
Tough goods. Yes, it is important that we strengthen border security, but we can do so without resorting to xenophobia. We can do so without xenophobic violence, and we can do so without allowing the criminals who want to use this situation for their own selfish benefit.
All right, well, that was Honorable David Makura. He is the sixth premier of Gauteng in, of course, South Africa. So ilo lutabo lukone kutwini mtuwakazo mwushle Zimbabwe mwushle ndiyo nyaya trukuzea nasi mchirongwa nyaya kuti kune miri jonga that's broken out ku South Africa uko ulo lage la. There's been a clash between izalane zakwele izalane zamanye amazwe eziphila kwele South Africa njalo izalane zakwele South Africa. Now this udaba lwe violence between these different groups, it's not the first time that this has happened. There are different reasons as to what's happening. Kodwa mthokazi muhle Zimbabwe muhle, before we delve deeper, let's go to an advocate like ukwele South Africa. He's dealing with some of the cases of abantu abadabuka who have been arrested and, of course, affected by the violence. So let's go to our advocate on the line and hear what he has to say. Advocate, welcome to our program.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, advocate. How are you?
I'm doing okay under the circumstances.
So can you explain to us, Uguti, what exactly is happening on the ground in South Africa? I know, Uguti, you're also dealing with some of the people who have been affected by the violence that broke out Izod.
Yes, indeed. So I'm dealing with a couple of matters at this stage. Like all day today, that's what I've been trying to sort out. The way it's happening is that there's different pockets of individuals and groups, so to speak, that are flaming these violent actions. So you'll find some of them is with regards to employment and everything else, which is neither here or there, because from where we stand, we think it's just black-on-black violence, so to speak. But in the specific circumstances where I'm dealing with particular clients in respect of the violence against them, it's actually university students. So what you'll find is the SRC organization in South African universities, so to speak, they are aligned to certain and specific political parties. So in one instance, an individual aligned to a certain student representative council just started a Twitter conversation about a specific individual having committed this and that, which is something that never happened. But because of the mass populism that's going on, the whole thing just went out of hand to the extent that the students ended up handing these poor foreign nationals who are students at this particular institution to the extent where they had to seek shelter at a police station and everything else until we then intervened. It was just out of hand.
Now, earlier on, we had a video of Police Minister, Minister Pekicele, commenting on the issue, and he said that this is an issue of criminality. They are yet to discover evidence that shows that this is an issue of xenophobia. Now, would you, as an advocate dealing with such cases, agree with him?
I would agree to a certain extent and disagree to a certain extent as well. Just to balance it out, indeed, it's criminal activities. But my question would be, where would you get criminals at universities? Because what then happened in our specific instance, that Twitter group was started off at a university. And at the end of the day, we printed almost 19 pages of this Twitter thread going on where it's students. It's all students that are in this discussion, naming and shaming to the extent where people went on to say, we're tired of these foreign nationals or whatever names they choose to call them. Some of the names that we cannot call on air.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, to balance it out, indeed we do have criminal elements. Talk about the Joburg situation, for example. That is a given. It's criminal elements. But then, if you are looking at what is happening at universities, this is a university that is one of the prestigious institutions. But then they are feigning this hatred. And it's specifically directed against foreign nationals. These students are foreign nationals. Now, we would understand if it's the Joburg situation where they say work and what, which is neither here nor there. But then, if it's at a university, these are people that are legal in the country seeking education. You can't be in an institution of higher education if you don't have proper documentation.
Mm-hmm.
So what then is the reason why these students would raise massively and in their numbers against their foreign national counterparts? It doesn't explain the minister's assertions.
Now,
so I think.
Sorry, go ahead, advocate.
Yeah, so without dealing with the issue on a piecemeal basis, I think at this stage, given the time and extent that it took the officials to give a response, it's all days after. Now, it's because the situation is out of hand already.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they are probably looking at it on a piecemeal basis at this stage while they're trying to arrest the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But the situation is already out of hand.
So now, advocate, if we look at the root causes behind these attacks and this violent clashes between foreign nationals and South Africans, you just gave us one example of what's happening in the universities. However, you also mentioned that there's other examples of what's happening in Johannesburg and different places too. What exactly is the root cause of the tension that is there between foreign nationals and South Africans?
I think it's unfortunate as far as we can see, because this thing we saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Take some reckless political statements that are made by people in positions of power. They have the power to influence people. They have the power to ignite some of the things like this. I am apolitical, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it's unfortunate when we hear some of the statements that are made. You can see, if those statements are made to me as someone that is a little bit enlightened, I am able to decide on my own to say this is rational, this is irrational.
Mm-hmm.
But someone in the street, would they be able to be in a position to apply that rationalization? I don't think so. So they take it literally. When, say, someone in a position of power says, we have a lot of foreign nationals in our country illegally and they are doing so and so, they take it as it is. But they are not able to distinguish between those that are here legally and those that are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are illegal, what their status is, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the root cause. The ordinary Jack and Jill on the street would then just take it as it is. So it's some unfortunate political statements, for example, that send this kind of violence.
Mm-hmm. So now, I guess you, as you mentioned early on, you're dealing with some of these cases that are, I guess, in one way or the other, related between the clashes between foreign nationals and South Africans. What is the way forward for some of these clients that you're dealing with?
Look, I think it's a question of government intervention. For example, we were chatting with colleagues earlier on, and we said, you never hear that this kind of violent eruptions have occurred in Mozambique, for example. Why? Because the authorities there, so to speak, without going into detail, sometimes when they see something like that is about to occur, they are proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we wait to react on our side. Like, when it's out of hand, that's when we're like, okay, let's react. But it will be too late by then. Lives would have been lost. Livelihoods would have been lost by then. So I think it's a question of the authorities or the government, so to speak, taking action, controlling the situation in time before it runs out of hand. I've only heard the head of state, for example, only speaking about violence today.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are criminal elements social ills, for example, where women are being brutalized every day, those sad things kind of happen. They do have a tendency to flame this sort of violence. But then there is no justification to target foreign nationals because it's not them. Some of them are elements that are causing, doing all these things against women, for example. It's foreign nationals that are involved. Mm-hmm. But then the locals are involved as well. Mm-hmm. So to then specifically say we're rooting crime out of South Africa by acting against foreign nationals, then that is a problem. At the same time, the government is not taking a stand to say this is what we're going to do to address issues. It's all about social media campaigns. It's all about populist speeches and everything else. But on the ground, nothing is actually being done to say we need to keep the situation for now and make sure that we take steps to ensure it will never happen in future again. That's the challenge that we have. We don't have decisive action taken by people that are capable or are mandated to be taking such action. Mm-hmm.
Now, my last question to you, Advocate, before I have to let you go and move on to my next guest is, are there any measures that are being set up to ensure that foreign nationals, because right now a lot of people are living in fear, are safe?
You see, the last occasion in 2008, 2009, I stand to be corrected, when all this violence took place. Mm-hmm. Of course, people were taken into camps, protective camps, and all those that wanted to go back to their countries were made sure that they were assisted with such. But as of now, I haven't heard anything substantive that points towards any decisive action being taken. I think it's only now that people are beginning to rise, having noticed that the situation is running out of hand, and we have started obviously hearing the powers that be promising, like the Minister of Police of here said, promising that decisive action will be taken against those elements mm-hmm. that are found to be inciting and fanning this violence.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Advocate, for joining us and informing us more about what's happening on the ground.
A pleasure.
All right. Muriya Zimbabwe Mavokunzokuna, Advocate, he's one of the people that is dealing with some of these cases of people who have been affected by the violence. You heard him talk about what's happening in these universities. You heard him talk about what's happening in Johannesburg and other places. 201-Maundrenyu plus 1-202-619-2077 is the number to call if you're looking to call us live on air. Or you can text me live on WhatsApp on plus 1-202-465-0318. I repeat, plus 1-202-465-0318. Now let me head over to my second guest. He's been on the show before. Umnumzana Udenis Juru. Yena, he's the president of the ICTA, the Cross Borders Traders Association. Bajuru, ndilom kamchiram. Mr. Juru, the last time we had you on the program was before the situation broke out, and yesterday, as warned by a lot of people on social media and so forth, it actually broke out. Now, how are you guys as ICTA? You guys are responsible for crossing borders back and forth, and are one of the people who are actually affected the most. How are you guys taking all this in?
May you please come again? Your line is not that clear.
Okay, Murugundi Nzo Zaganage. Alright, regaiti try one more time. Right, ndanchi bvunza nchiti imi se sangano re ICTA muri kutambirawo sei zviri kuitika ku South Africa uko. Alright, vaju se zvo line
ndato angoti imi se ICTA but andazvinzwa kuti muri kuti.
All right, so your line ring you recognize. Let me ask my producer to drop you off and then.
Let me try to change my position.
All right, Wajuru.
Can you come again?
Right, Murugundinzwa Zvakanaka.
Yeah, and I change the position in both of them.
Okay, I was asking, Imise Sangano re ICTA, how are you guys taking in everything that's happening in South Africa right now?
Yes, like I said last time when I was on Studio 7, we are not happy. The ICTA is not happy. The Zimbabweans are not happy. Africa as a large is not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we not happy? The government of South Africa is not doing enough to protect foreign nationals. The police is ineffective. The police is doing nothing. There's no way you can have violence of that nature in Johannesburg CBD, yet the police is there. The police should act. Just the way, Zimbabwean police act, South African police can do the same. So it seems like there's a political hand, and there's someone giving instruction to say you should just let it work the way it is. So I think ANC should do something, because they were campaigning, saying after elections we are going to eject all foreign nationals. So this is the result. People are implementing what the ANC said before elections. So we believe there's a political hand in this whole process.
Now, Vajuru, Nezuro Takaonao is Zara Zekudzimwenyika, Vachidzosera Nao. We saw video surfacing of what happened in Hillbro and certain and different other areas, whereby foreign nationals were now blocking off and fighting back. As an organization that represents not just Zimbabweans, South Africans, but Africans in general that go across borders, how do you react to that? Do you guys endorse the people, hitting back?
Yeah, sometimes if you try to beat a dog and you put it on a corner, it doesn't matter you are the owner, it doesn't matter you give it food every day. It fights back. So that's what is happening. In order to escape, sometimes you need to fight. Sometimes you need to kill to save your life. That's what is happening. It's not like we don't respect South Africans. Foreigners do respect South Africans and do appreciate whatever they get from South Africans. But you see, if they put foreigners on a corner, that's the result. We don't advise people to fight back, but there's nothing they can do. They are defending. They are defending because the government has failed to defend. The police have failed to defend.
Awusitsheleke Dennis, nina njengabantu abasakhulayo kulabantu abasakhulayo abaningi that are living in fear in South Africa. Kodwa ngike ngakhuluma lomunye advocate, and yena he also of course dismissed that view. However, there's been studies that have been conducted saying ukuthi udaba lolwe violence or xenophobia, as someone titling it, is deeply rooted. It roots back to the issues of, social instability, the issues of unemployment and job insecurity. Now, as foreign nationals coming into South Africa, into an environment whereby some people are already feeling as though, one, the environment is not stable and there is no job security, how do you then push how do you then advance forward ensuring that everyone is satisfied?
Yeah, may you please repeat your last statement?
I was asking, how do you then advance forward to ensure that everybody's satisfied? Because as foreign nationals, murupinda mnyika mchiti murutshaga mabasa. Even my South Africans, pachezwa, na wawarukuti aiwa, nesu wotukutshaga mabasa. So there's bound to be some kind of friction.
Can you hear me? Hello?
And Rukunz, okay, Vajuru, I think the line is a problem. Yeah. So let me...
The line is very, very bad.
Okay.
You better try to call me with a different line.
Let me take a call about Juru and ask my producer to call you back, and then hopefully it should work out this time. All right. Zimbabwe Omuhle, that was Umnumzana uDennis Juru. I line yake khanya ngani yahlupa, but we'll try to get him back. Uza akhulume okunengi. Kodwa ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndukunzwa ndine mthereri wangu wokuthanga nasipha chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Kola kola mthereri arupinda mchirongwa ndiyani. Okonekti ngwa nbani? Ariparu nari ndiani?
General.
Mkoma general, zuru kufambe?
Zuru kufamba zishoma mwana mwana ikuna akuna mila saka naka.
Tu zega kutumuru kufundra muru kubi?
Ndiri ni Pretoria. Ndiri gara Pretoria. Kuna kwa nwaru kuburawa saka aipa, wari kuburawa se muka. Andiya yiku brema angu masata fugenze ifaji. I totally blame our government or ZANU-PF in particular. If I can take you back, 2008, Tsvangirai won the election. Then they rigged the election, right? they continued ruling the country, but they are not solving the problems of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Last year again, Samisa won the election. Right? The person who did not win is the one in office. The country is not going far anyway. It's not taking forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's not taking forward. Right? What it means, these people are angry. That's because you are not, your problems of your country is not coming to an end. It's endless problems. You see, imagine how many years. It's now 4 years. Only one party is in the country. But we are doing four. People are all over the world. Akuna nika isina na Zimbabwe. Like, muno mungu wawona machi period ya yebi ya nyanyi sa kukurede. Like me, I've got more than 10 years now in Zimbabwe. Like I see a police 2008. Ito ya kunoko. Ito shanda sese kripto. But ito na zwa mila mushi. Nika isi kubadzirishika. Ito shi zwa kuhu ya unoko. Wana mbote ya simba kini. Ito zwa kuhu ya kuhu ya kuhu ya kuhu ya mambano. Ito shi zwa kuhu ya 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 kuhu But where is the free trade when the country is not going forward?
Saka zvino mukoma general, explain something to me. Manyatsotsanangura maondereni muchiti aiwa, you don't blame local South Africans for the way that they're reacting. And ambobvunza vajuru ndichiti ku South Africa kune nyaya yekuti vazhinji vari kuchema chema chitamura, kuna mabasa. And it imi sezvaro zvekudzimwe nyika muri kumhanyira ku South Africa muchinotsvaga mabasa, muchinotsvaga upenyu huri better than the one that you would get from your different countries. Zvino pamunoitika clash iyo yekuti ini South African ari kutsvaga basa, imi muri kutsvaga basa, ndimi munoritora asi munoriwana nekuti nyaya pane nyaya dzakasiyana siyana, vamwe vanongopiwawo mari that's less than the South African will get and so forth. How do you then solve that clash? How do you then solve that issue to ensure kuti hapana mhirizhonga inoitika between zvizvarwa zvekudzimwe nyika uyezve zvizvarwa zveku South Africa?
Yeah, well, what is happening? My South African, I was talking about Marishoma.
Mm.
For example, my
name is Dr. Tambra Marishoma, I'm Koma General.
So, my local people are from Israel, are from Israel. Then at the same time, my company, my own, I know, to talk to my foreign people who are going on about. But the children, for example, when I'm talking about, they're getting very few salaries. One of them is going to come back and I'll be looking at 2,500 families. One of them is going to be going to speak about it.
I want to go to the house.
I was talking to
General, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa.
Maita basi.
Right, Zulu kandaba liyamuzwa nangu mnumzana u-general yena uthi into yokuqala iqhakathekile is I don't blame izalwane zakwele South Africa. Basically iterated some utterances I've seen on social media izalwane zakwele South Africa besithi ngani nina abantu abokuza lingalungisi inhlupho elibhekane nazo emazweni enyo achiyeneyo. So nangu general uthi yena njengoba uyisalani sakwele Zimbabwe uthi I blame uhulumende weZANU PF ngenxa yokuthi if the situation was better at home he wouldn't be in South Africa. Asi, let's go back to Vajuru. Ndikunzwa kuti vadzoka parunare. Vajuru, muripo here parunare apa?
Hongu ndiripo.
Right, pane muteereri apinda muchirongo apa. One of the highlights of what he said was Hanzi nemaondo avo. He doesn't blame South Africans for the way that they're reacting. Hanzi, do you not feel kuti vanhu vanofanga kudzokera to their different countries and fix the issues that they're facing?
I don't agree with him because even if you go to Zimbabwe, there are foreigners. There's no part of the world where there's no foreigners. Mm-hmm. Even during, before Christ, you remember Israel, those South Africans, they are also foreigners. I mean, when they are outside South Africa, they are South Africans studying outside South Africa. They are South Africans investing outside South Africa. They are South Africans who are working outside South Africa. Ukaona that MH370, there was a South African inside there. Ukaona paka that synagogue, Church of All Nations, Joshua, there was a South African inside there. Paka ketwa nu ku surprise ku Egypt tata. South African angari papa. So there's no way vangati zvoni ma foreigners ngadzokere. Ma foreigners are galarico. That's why I'm talking about foreigners. Ma foreigners are galarico. So
now, earlier on, before network Yatanga Gunetsa, I was asking about the issue of employment. Studies have shown that one of the causes behind these constant xenophobic outbreaks or these violent outbreaks per se is the issue of political instability, the issue of social instability, and the issue of job insecurity. Do you feel as though foreign nationals are doing their fair part of creating employment in South Africa?
You know these people. Let me tell you something before I can go and say that these South Africans who are fighting foreign nationals. Do you know that they work? That's why they call it a strike. They are trying to legalize their absence from work so that they don't get dismissed from work and fight foreign nationals. These people, what they are trying to do is they are trying to create a demand of drivers. When they create demand on drivers, then it means salaries will go up. It's not the issue of having no jobs. They do have jobs, those people. They work. They even know all the information about companies which are employing foreign nationals because they work with them. They are also working. So, you know, South Africans, they are trying to just create a situation which is not there. And at the same time, the government is igniting all these problems by mentioning foreigners must go, this and that. But otherwise, foreigners are doing nothing bad. They are legally in South Africa, they have got work permits. You know, they should just wait for the work permits to expire and then they complain. Remember, government, renewed work permits, those EP permits for Zimbabweans. They realize that there's a need to renew those permits. But an ordinary person on the street, doesn't know why the government, gets foreign nationals work permits. You see, those guys who are fighting foreign nationals doesn't even know how many foreign nationals are working in South Africa. They know nothing. They don't even know unemployment rate in South Africa. You see, these people here, normally what they want is they want a job. They work to get this company, they get their salaries. they go home, when the salary is finished, they go to another company, which Zimbabweans doesn't do. You see, Zimbabweans have principles, and, you know, they are background, they know the background, they know what is happening back home, you know, they value, I mean, job. So that's where the difference is, and South Africans doesn't like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, my last question to you, Ajuru, is what needs to be done to move forward? Imi Murisangano, that represents Vanu, who work across borders all over the face of the African continent. What needs to be done to move forward to ensure that there is peace in South Africa between foreign nationals and South Africans?
I think the government of South Africa needs to educate its people. They should stop making some reckless statements. No matter it's during campaign or what, they should not make those reckless statements like the number one said they were going to take out all the foreign nationals after elections. Towards the elections, I also received, it was more like a phone call, and when I answered that call, it was a voice, more like a voice message saying, as ANC, we are going to create employment. We are going to take out all foreign nationals in order to create employment. It's very, very bad because now people are implementing what the ANC promised to do before elections.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they can't even come out in open and say and criticize the attack on foreign nationals. And it's very, very bad. If you see the way people are fighting when foreign nationals are retaliating in Johannesburg,
mm-hmm.
you know, you ask yourself, where is the police here? I mean, is the police ineffective, or it's an order from top to say, let it happen? But now you see, they are being injured. South Africans are also injured. So who is winning? Who is losing? You know, it's very, very bad. As ICTA, we send our people to all African leaders so that they can isolate South Africa until they fix their problem. They should educate their people before they get admitted to Africa again. Otherwise, they are going to be isolated. Yeah.
Aiwa, takunza zvakanaka vajuru, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa.
Okay, thank you.
Alright, mtsakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle liyamuzwa nangu mnumzana u Dennis Juru. He's the president of ICTA, the International Cross Borders Traders Association. But ngiyezokuthi ngilomlaleli but singahambi kuye umlaleli asibone abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu awe Facebook. Kukhasi lethu le VOA Shona Hanzi na Everson Homerai muri kufiwa baba Hanzi zvinazvo nakumira zvakanaka ku South Africa. Ndimi kamuri pa ground 2 dzekuzvinzwa kamira sei. Courtney abvapinda muchirongwa Hanzi Sando kuna General ambopinda ngari pa chirongwa mutereri. Fanuo Uti, South African government knows all of this and they know that when they're going to end. This started with ATDF, everybody knows, but not even one minister mentioned ATDF in their addresses. Hanzi ndiyo nyayeripoi. Asi, kana mchida upinda mchirongwa msakanganweka kutu. You can write your number in the comment section, +1202-465-0318 is the WhatsApp number, or you can call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. Speaking of calling, I have a caller on the line. Let's go to Mtereri, and then we'll go to our third guest, Arupinda Pachirongwa. Caller, Mtereri, usungenile kuhlelo, ukonekte ngwene mbani.
Nya, ulo baba mfundisi mshanga, ema pisa.
Baba mshanga, unjani? Unjani, baba mshanga?
Unjani, baba. Mkona.
Usungenile kuhlelo, baba. Abantu bayakhala kuthiwa, hey, kwele South Africa, izinto azimanga kuhle.
Amfuthi kubuhlungu lokho kwenzakalayo eSouth Africa mfuthi. Konke lokhu sikublema kuzanupf government wena mfuthi. Ninjeje nginabantwana abawu-6 abaseSouth Africa mfuthi. Kubuhlungu okwenzakalayo nabo Ramaphosa behluleka ukutshela umnankakho amaphutha awenzayo ekubuseni kwakhe.
Uthe ulabantwana abayi-6 abaseSouth Africa?
Abawu-6 ngempela baseSouth Africa bami impela.
Uke wakhuluma labo?
Yange abafowuneli zona.
Bathi izinto zime njani? Bona bayaphila na?
Na bathi kuke impela kodwa cha bayaphila mfowethu.
Ungaqhubekela phambili ubuthi sithini ngobaba umnankakho?
langithi o Ramaphosa isikhathi ukuthi batshele umlanga kwaye iqiniso.
Mm.
Bayeke ukugita about the pushing situation yase Zimbabwe.
Mm.
Ngoba kubile into ngendlela lelizwe elibuswa kule yilo elenza abantu babulawele ngase South Africa.
Mm.
Abekho abantu abangavuma amazulu aya ngase South Africa. Bona abantu base South Africa bazawuthola uphi umsebenzi. Mm. Ya, kuzona mfowethu okwenzakala abantu labo abasibusa kuleli lizwe bafanele babe nozwelo bazwele abantu babo.
Mm.
It's very painful mfowethu. Ngineshuwa ngizobetha umnaka kwawukhona eSouth Africa isikhathi ukuthi bamtshele iqiniso kulalela lakho.
So awungitshele ke baba Mhlanga ubona ngani kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze kube lokuthula kwele South Africa izalane zomanye amazwe njalo izalane zakwele South Africa babe lethuba of being able to live together in a peaceful nation.
Ngibona ngathi kubale iSADC as a whole uba lento isidinga iSADC as a whole bahlale phansi baphume leso ukuthi bangenza kanjani ngoba it's going to end up being a regional war.
Yeah. Mhm. Hayi siyakuzwa baba Mhlanga.
Ngizibona futhi kubi lokho ngempela ngiyabonga.
Hayi siyabonga. Next week siza kudinga kahle angithi.
Okay.
Right, Zuluka Ndaba Zimbabwe kwamuhle muri eZimbabwe mava kunzwa kuna baba Mhlanga. Nabo he seems to be echoing the same sentiments wachiti aiwa. Anzi nyika dzakasiyana siyana kunobva vanhu vakasiyana sana vachinoshanda kuSouth Africa. Anzi please, especially when evil search zvaro chekuZimbabwe, anzi vamunangagwa mukagadzirisa nyika iyi, hakuna zvaro zvekuZimbabwe zvinonoshushwa kuSouth Africa, nekuti kuZimbabwe zvinenge zvakanaka, munhu wese anengachiwana mukana wekuzvishandira. Anzi ivo zvaro zvekuSouth Africa, where do you expect them to find imisebenzi if you're all flocking to South Africa? Sicheleni umbono wenu. +12024650318 your WhatsApp number yetu sikhona njalo lingasifonela njalo live on air ku +12026192077. But let's move over to my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo. He is a lecturer at TUT that is in Pretoria, Dr. Ricky Mkonza. Dr. Mkonza, zvirikufamba here?
Zvirikufamba chose makadi. Ai makadini vatereri.
Ah ndine chivimbo chekuti vatereri nawo vari ball. Tiri kufara nokuti muri ball. Imi doctor izanzi ku Pretoria zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka, and the beauty of it is tatina advocate nawo vambopinda pachirongwa vachiti hanzi the university students are some of the people that are being affected by the violence that seems to be breaking out in South Africa right now. What is your assessment of everything that's happening in South Africa, especially you seeing as though you work in the heart of Pretoria?
Thank you very much for the opportunity to discuss issues.
Doc. Tichakunzwa Dr. Mkonza mchiripo parinari. Dr. Mkonza, I think Eli nega Dr. Mkonza. Let's try to drop Dr. Mkonza and try to get him back. So, udaba lokhona ekudwini lamhla Zulu kaNdaba Mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle muri eZimbabwe trukurukura nyaya yemhirizhonga that's happening in South Africa. Foreign nationals are clashing with South Africans. But it's, as you heard earlier on with one of the advocates, Vabopinda Opachirongwa, he's one of the people who was dealing with some of these cases. University students, young foreign nationals are some of the people who are being affected. He touched on an issue that happened between a young South African girl and a Zimbabwean gentleman. And he, as the case proceeds, we're hoping we'll be able to bring him back next time and he'll be able to disclose everything. Right now, unfortunately, he can't disclose much because it's still an ongoing case. It's touching all different forts, young people included. I'm hoping when we get Dr. Ricky Mkonza back on the line, he'll be able to explain more about what's happening in these universities and what's happening in Pretoria. I hear Dr. Mkonza is back on the line. Dr. Mkonza, mchiripo parinari. Network yanga yambonetsa. Ndanichikubvunza ika ndichiti, what exactly are you seeing on the ground in Pretoria?
I think, thank you very much for the opportunity to share with your viewers my perspectives on some of the pertinent issues that are currently happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the disturbances that have occurred seem to be affecting everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They are affecting the life of workers.
Mm-hmm.
They are affecting the life of students who are supposed to attend classes at universities.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you with certainty that at our university, Swan University of Technology, classes were suspended yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because the public transport that normally ferries students from town to the various campuses of the university in Tshwane could not move, so it has really affected the life of students, not only students, but I think it has affected the life of all the citizens in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also, if I may add, there's a general atmosphere of fear, both amongst foreign nationals and amongst citizens, because when this violence erupts, it does not select who is a foreigner, who is a citizen. It appears to be affecting almost everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's not a pleasant situation.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Mkhonza, let's move over with the conversation a little forward. I was reading something, and I'm holding here a case study that was done in South Africa about understanding the causes and the nature of xenophobia. And this is a case study that was done by Didouan's Live, and his name is Live and Hagenson, Afrikaans gentleman. And he was saying, and I quote, he says, "The key findings in this study is that, firstly, the causes of xenophobia are twofold. There's a context and there's an underlining cause to xenophobia. And there's the reasons why xenophobia is triggered." He says that the twofold reasons is that the first one is job insecurity and often poor living conditions. Before we move over to the second one, let's try to analyze those two first. You, as someone who works in Pretoria, you've lectured a lot of different students. You see what's happening in South Africa. What is the situation when we're talking about job insecurity and poor living standards? Is it something that's enough to trigger people to want to take to the streets and start going at each other like that?
Indeed, that's a valid cause of some of the violence that we are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, citizens expect government to, make their lives better.
Mm-hmm.
This is anywhere across the world. Improve their living conditions,
Doug, I think network here, Inasi network, Kanyangani Ashupa. All right, we'll try to get Dr. Ricky Mkhonza again. Uguze aqhubekele phambili echasisa umbono wakhe. But asambene emakhasini ethu sikhona njalo. As mentioned early on, kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, we're broadcasting live on all three Facebook pages. So asambene ukhasi lethu LVONWS sibone ukuthi abantu bathini. Austin Ncube uthi DA is behind this. H. Mashaba, he was talking about Mayor wase South Africa, Herman, Mayor wase wedolobho le Johannesburg, eGoli, Mnumzana Herman Mashaba. Uphinde wathi, well done, well spoken, Mr. Juru, lapho Mnumzana Dennis Juru, ubekhona ehlelweni. Usokuluhle uthi, let's get the facts right. The attackers attack targeting and are chanting foreigners. Ngizokuthi ngilomlaleli ndukuzondile mthereri phasara 7 minutes pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki ngati endele kune mthereri tinzoti mthereri ari kuti kola kola mthereri usungenele kuhlelo mapinda mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki ari pa rinari ndiani
mukomanai muri sei ndichirandu gono
mukoma
South Africa
kuri seiko vachirandu
zvina kumira mushe mukoma imi zvakamira zvakaita manyamamire norongo muno South Africa.
Ndimi muri paground tiudzei uka titsanangurirei kuti muri kuzvionawo sei.
Iya, ini ndiri muchairi wematrus izvozvizvi ndichangopedza kuloda pangani chiloda ndanga ndine vakomana vemuno muchete vange vachitondibvunzawo mubvunzo wekuti uri kutarisira kuendorini kwenyu because we have given you enough time kunge muri munomu so it's time for you to take your bags and leave.
Mm.
So wana mama matreza kafana na ya kibabuna wanga wachayiri zinu zinotole kati uruze nguru wato vipuro katimba endi wondo ya nizipi chandira sisi
saka churu vachurano
ya mirao
manyatu tsanangura mkati varuku uza yu kutahanzi pack your bags and leave. So what exactly is pushing them to feel like aiwa ngatu uza vachurano kuti aiwa yangu weyo kuti mruwe pasi inya ye mari here inya ye kushaikwa kwa mabasa here chii chacho
mabasa kawanda mabasa kawanda and there are a lot of companies right now existing, they are looking for drivers and these guys what they do, they select the job, they select the type of the trucks. They are only in need of driving these new trucks. They don't need the old trucks or even the old manual trucks. So that is the problem. They select us, we as Zimbabweans, we don't select even the internationals. We drive any type of truck we drive. So nobody saka this is what we think about that and that's why I don't think it's from any motor.
Saka vachuran murumi munhu wechidiki vachirandu
yes
ndanji bvunza ndiri kuti muri munhu wechidiki here
ya ndatukure zvangu I'm 34 years old
34 muchiri wechidiki saka chindudze vechidiki vari mabasa ekuva ma truck driver muri kuzvitambirawo sei how are you planning on moving forward tatina va Dennis Juru pachirongo apa and he was talking achiti aiwa hurumende ye South Africa inofanira kugadzirisa nyaya iyi isu sevanhu vanoshanda vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana we're here legally and we can't just pack up and leave because we're here legally.
Tiri vanhu vane mapepa, tine mapepa vakati kwama work permit dai vari vamwe hurumende munomu yatipomukana wekuti panotorawo mapemiti voti tiha zvakwana at least tinoappreciata panguva yavanenge vatipa nokuti panguva inoi hapana munhu angati agadzirira zvakakwana kuti ndakubuda ndakudzokera kumusha. The situation in Zimbabwe is still tense and the situation in Zimbabwe is political. Even if we go today, even if we protest, we will get shot by the army. So that's the problem. So tirongoramba tichema tiri muno muda vambotipoka mukara kadikidiki kaka then tongosanganisa zvidikidiki panguva yacho yavakatipa kumakore avakatipa yaya 4 kana achingangokwana I think I mean ndinotenda hangu I appreciate for that then I will leave.
Aiwa takunzwa vachirandu tinotenda zvikuru ndikunzwa ndine umwe mutereri tinotenda nekupinda muchirongo handisi. Right, Zuluka Ndabale umnumzana uchirandu yena he's one of he's a truck driver kona ngale kwele South Africa. Goto wangyezu kutingilo mnyumula lele ukone sheleweni. Kola kola mtereri arupi naparuna chirongwa ndiani.
Hello.
Yebo put unjani.
Let me go straight into the program.
Zia ipinda ipinda.
Right, the issue is I wish this program could target the government, the ministers. To respond to what is happening. We have heard what the ordinary people who are suffering are saying and feeling. We have seen horrible videos of people being stoned, being people being killed down in South Africa. And I wish we could have ministers, whether from Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Malawi, South Africa, to comment on this. And apart from that, I wish we had governments that feel what we feel, because to me, this is an emergency. It does not require any quiet diplomacy. It does not require, it needed leaders who can stand for their people. This is the time to show that they stand for us. Our people are in neighboring countries because of hardships in their own countries. And our governments must appreciate that those governments that accommodated our people are doing a service. But the service of allowing or letting people being stoned, being killed, I think it's beyond any human imagination. It's unacceptable. I foresee a time at one stage in history where, in the future, where South Africans are going to pay or regret for what they are doing to fellow Africans.
Puti, unfortunately, unfortunately,
organizations that stand for human rights. That
all right. Sawazo Mushe, Simpapo Mushe. Unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for the callers on the line. Thank you so much to everybody on Genleo Gushelo, especially Amakesa Mama Tattoo. ikamalami Zimbabwe muhle zitha rangu ndini Mike Hove. Tosangana same time, same place next week. Bye bye.